And that was because of reality shows like Hogan Knows Best, where we got to meet his family. And there was an authenticity to him, right? Real world, you know, problems happening to him and his family. And I think that just enhanced that connection he had with his fans and the audience of, you know, this is a real authentic person who we're seeing in wrestling, but now you're seeing him a little bit outside of the ring. And that crossover appeal also being in many movies and just being part of American culture, being a part of that fabric. That's really his legacy.
Hogan was 71. He died in Clearwater, Florida. There was a call concerning a cardiac arrest. We're learning more about the death of celebrity chef Ann Burrell. The New York Medical Examiner says suicide was the cause due to acute intoxication. Talks to reach a ceasefire in Gaza have hit another snag. Stacey Lynn reports.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says the U.S. is cutting short the Gaza ceasefire talks and bringing home its negotiating team from Qatar after the latest response from Hamas shows, quote, a lack of desire to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. This comes a week after mediators seemed optimistic about the talks, but now Witkoff says they are considering alternative options to bring the hostages home.
Justice Department officials plan to meet with the former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein. As correspondent Nicole Killian reports, a House committee demands more information.
You have this new action that's being taken by the House Oversight Panel to not only try to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell, who is or was an associate of the late Jeffrey Epstein, who is now serving time in federal prison, but you also have this subpoena that they have now approved to request materials from the Justice Department related to the Epstein files.
Three Republicans voted with Democrats. President Trump is expected to visit the Federal Reserve today after weeks of expressing frustration with Fed Chair Jerome Powell over interest rates. Olivia Rinaldi reports.
White House officials have really honed in on the Federal Reserve and this renovation that they've been undergoing. Now, this renovation started back in 2021, and it was projected to cost about $700 million. It's now 2025, and they say it's now costing close to $2.5 billion, so quite a hike in the number.
On Wall Street today, stocks are mixed. The Dow currently down about 200. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. To recap the breaking news, Governor Tony Evers will not seek a third term. Savannah told me Olson has all the details.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Evers' time in office marked a clear contrast with his Republican predecessor, Scott Walker, whose signature policy curbed union rights for public employees, especially teachers. And Evers' election in 2018 marked a shift in state politics. Since he took office, there have often been power struggles between Evers and Republicans leading the legislature. Under his tenure, though, Democrats helped secure a liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That led to new legislative maps, which are expected to again shift the balance of power in the legislature in 2026. A Marquette Law School poll last month found 55% of Wisconsin voters did not want Evers to run again, even though 48% still said they approve of the job he's doing. Now, Evers' exit sets the stage for a competitive Democratic primary, and so far, that field is wide open. On the Republican side, two candidates are in so far, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Business Executive Bill Berrien. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The next step for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field. This will be head coach Matt LaFleur's seventh training camp in Green Bay. And although they've been to the playoffs nearly every year, I asked him, as he thought about what else is there left to do to get to the next step, a Super Bowl.
That's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win over the Mariners. The crew has now won 10 games in a row whenever they've had pitcher Quinn Priester on the mound.
You know, I attribute a lot of his success to the pace. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets it and goes, gets it and goes, gets it and goes. Doesn't give you a lot of time. There's not a lot of trepidation. There seems like there's a lot of conviction. Ball sinking, and then he's got a little cutter. He's got a little curveball, a little slider, and he's attacking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm, and muggy through the afternoon with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-80s. Tonight, any evening storms wrap up, mostly cloudy, upper 60s. Near 80 tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a storm. Right now we're at 83 degrees.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. My friend Robin will be here to play a little fun game with us later. Diane Carlson from the Racine Arts Council will be here. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. And of course, we've got another 5 o'clock class reunion coming up just after the 5 p.m. news. Three great songs from one great year. And today, we're going to feature the class of 1962. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know,
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and we welcome all the American Motors cars and owners back to Wisconsin this week, and lots of special events going on. There's one going on today at the former site of the AMC factory at 22nd Avenue near 52nd Street. It starts at 4 o'clock, runs till 8 o'clock, and then this Saturday at Kennedy Park, they've got a huge car show and swap meet from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and our coverage is brought to you by Scoops Ice Cream, by Anaya's Auto Repair, by Brand New Station on 6th, where good times are always on duty.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. Kick off your Thursday in style with a daytime car cruise-in at the Lake Andrea Beer Garden in Pleasant Prairie from 10 to 2. Then take part in something special tonight at 4 p.m. as classic AMC cars return to their roots at the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood, the very grounds where they were once assembled. It's a nostalgic celebration woven into Kenosha's 175th anniversary. And make sure you stop by the WRJN table for a chance to win a four-pack of Brewers Club seats. Go to WRJN.com for a complete listing of AMC Homecoming events. And keep your dial on 1400 AM as the AMC Homecoming shifts into high gear. It's powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. And the Brand New Station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
Benny King and Stand By Me on WRJN. Benny King co-wrote that song, and he drew inspiration from a gospel song called Stand By Me, Father, when he wrote that as a love song for his wife, Betty Nelson.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Riding.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, before Elvis, before the Beatles, there was Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, and Benny Goodman, and Lou Regani plays them all on Music of the Stars, Sunday mornings, 7 till noon on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a meeting Monday in Racine County that could lead to another data center. Caledonia leaders could soon change zoning rules to make room for new industries along Douglas Avenue. If approved, the move would switch nearly 240 acres from agriculture and homes to light manufacturing. It would open the area for data centers and business space. People are invited to a public hearing Monday to learn more and give feedback. Governor Tony Evers will not be running again. There will be a brand new governor after the election next year, with Evers making the announcement in a social media video this afternoon. There's more about the news and the impact at WRJN.com. A fire at an old shopping mall on Douglas Avenue in Racine was quickly put out early yesterday. Damage was limited to around $50,000. Flames were coming out of the back entrance. No injuries were reported. The fire department is asking the public to come forward with any tips about that fire. The cars are coming home. It's mostly a big empty space now, waiting for development. However, the place where thousands of cars came off a Kenosha assembly line is the site today of a cruise-in. Today's big event for the AMC Homecoming Car Show is at the location where cars were made for almost a century. A facility on that land became operational in 1902, making cars for the Thomas B. Jeffrey Company, later evolving to Nash, AMC, and Chrysler. It closed for auto production in 1988. That area of town is now being developed as the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. Cars are cruising in there today. The big AMC event is Saturday at Kennedy Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles. Jay and the Americans. Little Anthony. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. The Vogues. And the Cal Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm, and muggy through the afternoon with a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the low to mid-80s. Tonight, any evening storms wrap up, mostly cloudy, upper 60s. Near 80 tomorrow, partly sunny, maybe a storm. It's 82 right now.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Code of Chrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all.
Everything looks worse in black and white.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hi, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I love this game.
It's Fast Money.
Fast Money.
You know how this works. I'm going to give you five questions in rapid-fire succession. You're going to give me answers, and we'll see if you can get up to 100. How does that?
Oh, I'm so good at this game. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one. Name something people do on their day off.
Sleep.
Name something you associate with vampires.
Teeth.
Name a household chore kids might help with.
Vacuuming.
Name a kind of transportation you don't need a license for.
Scooter.
Okay. Name something you do when you wake up in the morning.
You wake up and you stretch.
Did you say stretch?
Stretch, yeah.
All right, let's see how you did. You ready? Yeah, okay.
Coming back out now is the other half with the best answers, not the wrong ones, like I said.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Number one, I said, name something people do on their day off. You said sleep. Survey says 30.
Mm.
You got 30 for that one.
Is that the number one answer?
That is the number one answer.
Yay me.
Other answers were watch TV or movies, run errands, clean the house, or go out with friends.
Okay, I love it.
All right, I said, name something you associate with vampires. You said teeth. Mm-hmm. Survey said 25.
Yeah, okay. What was the number one answer there?
Blood.
Oh, duh. Do.
Blood was one. Fangs was actually number two, but I gave it to you for teeth.
Oh,
then,
okay.
Then came bats, coffins, and garlic.
Yeah, all of the above, I guess.
Okay. I said, name a household chore kids might help with. You said vacuuming. Survey said 15.
Okay, 15. That's not bad.
Number one answer was taking out the trash, then washing dishes, then cleaning their room, then sweeping or vacuuming, and then folding laundry.
Oh my gosh.
I said,
kids, well, you know how that went with my family. Robert.
Depends on their age, yeah.
Exactly.
I said, name a kind of transportation you don't need a license for. You said scooter. Survey said 20.
Really?
Yeah. Number two answer. Number one was bicycle.
I was kind of going on that route, but for some reason my brain went there with the scooter.
Bicycle, scooter, skateboard, walking, and rollerblades.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I said, name something you do when you wake up in the morning. You said stretch. Survey said 10.
Oh, well, 10. It's up there.
Number one was use the bathroom, then brush your teeth, check your phone, stretch or yawn, and make coffee.
Of course, coffee.
All right, let me add it up here. Let's see, guys. 35, 45, 55, 79. Oh, you got exactly 100.
No way.
Exactly.
That is my highest score ever.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever broken 50.
Well, congratulations.
I did it. Woohoo.
Here's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time. I'm sure we'll play Fast Money once again sometime. By the way, you win absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
But thanks for playing.
My pleasure.
There she is, my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you're enjoying a day at Racine's North Beach, be sure to stop by the beachside oasis to recharge and cool off and stay in the know with Dan Marcus's Sand and Surf Report, which airs several times daily between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., all proudly sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, adding vibrant color inside and out.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
If you love summer berries, you absolutely have to stop by O&H Danish Bakery this week. O&H is featuring their Summer Berry Crumble Kringle with a filling blend of fresh strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries layered on a bed of cream cheese. You'll enjoy summer's best berries with every bite. What's more, this delicious kringle is topped with buttery streusel and sweet icing, so be sure to pick up one this week. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Need a break from the brutal summer heat? Cool off at Station on 6th, the firefighter-themed bar that turns hot days into chill nights. Grab your friends and slide into a frosty handcrafted cocktail or an ice-cold beer served straight from the hoseline taps. With firehouse decor, great music, and nothing but good times on duty, Station on 6th is your go-to escape from the sizzle. Beat the heat, one cool drink at a time. Station on 6th, downtown Kenosha, just south of 57th Street.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, how do you make cheap beer taste better? We'll tell you coming up on WRJN.
Let's bound to take your life. is C.